understand very carefully what's the difference between gufa. What's begufa? Begufa doesn't mean you do it with your body. It means you do it on your body. The famous Tarsus Rid. You can't make a shliach to put on tefillin. Chaim, put tefillin on for me on your left hand. That's ridiculous. But if Chaim puts tefillin on my left hand, that works for pashas. So too, if it's not a mitzvah on my body, shlichus works. The pasuk you always found. Yeah, you can find this in Hilchos Avelos in the back. The Franz Zalman Magolius has in the back. Can you have someone else rip kriya for you? The answer is yes. That's mitzvah shabagufa. No, it's only mitzvah al gufo. This is a just do something with your hands so you can appoint a shliach to put on tefillin on your own hand or to if you're doing so too. If it's not a mitzvah on my body, shlichus works. The pasuk you always found. Yeah, you can find this in Hilchos Avelos in the back. The Franz Zalman Magolius has in the back. Can you have someone else rip kriya for you? The answer is yes. That's mitzvah shabagufa. No, it's only mitzvah al gufo. This is a just do something with your hands so you can appoint a shliach to put on tefillin on your own hand or to if you're doing sirus or doing chasimas shor. That's not begufo. Okay, that's important to understand. It's nuance. Okay, that's reason number. That's teretz number one. Shabbos is different. Okay, teretz number two, Rabbosai. Is it comes to Aser Shvus to Shvus. Alt Shlichus L'chumra would be Mekum. Alt Kvishlote Shabbos Kala B'neim Yavol Aser B'atzman we're Machna. That's what he says. He doesn't tell you he's quoting. I wish he would tell you the sources. Yesha Pirushik Lesha Amira Fisru Shabbos Derabonim. So, what I want to do now is go a little bit out of order. I want to tell you a shtickle Torah. Why is it, I can't help Shvus to Shvus, it's relevant to my discussion. Why is it that Shvus to Shvus to Rambam Paskins is Mutter B'Mokam Mitzvah? The Mechaber quotes in the Siman Shin Zayin Sif Hey. That's not B'Mokam Hefzit Torah. Why is that? Manavshah. If let's why would Manashach? Shvus to Shvus to love a mitzvah is awesome. Shvus to love a mitzvah is also awesome against the Baalid. So why put 0 plus 0 equals 1? What's going on over here? I repeat my question. Shvus to Shvus to love a mitzvah is mutter. But a Shvus to love a mitzvah we hold against the Inter is awesome. And a Shvus to Shvus to love a mitzvah is also awesome. How do you figure it out? What's going on? Lefi idea is that I have a pshat. I hold it like a vowel, like an emistic of pshat, my pshat. Rabbi said there are two Yisurim to contend with. The Yisur of Amira and the Yisur of Shlichus. Okay? You with me? Everyone understand? Yes? Two Yisurim. You need each one of these considerations to knock off in this. Mokom mitzvah knocks off Yisur Amira. I said before, Chefse Shabbai Mutar. But you left with Shlichus. Tell me, Rabbosai, is there a Shlichus L'chumra or there no Shlichus L'chumra? Yes or no? You know what the answer is? Maybe. Maybe. What do you mean maybe? That's an Ibayat law of Shitin above a Metziah Dav Tzadi. Is there an Isser of Shlichus L'Nachri L'Chumra? So what do we say? When it comes to Shabbos, Mamish, you're doing a Malacha Mamish, which if you did it would be a Daraisa, so the answer is yes. When it comes to Nisa Lav, we don't know. It's unresolved. So what will be by a Pu'ula which is Iker Isuro de Rabbanon. If you yourself did it, be the Rabbanon. If you yourself did it, be the Rabbanon, you have a right to say, Sveika de Rabbanon Lakula. And therefore, there should be no Isur of Shvus to Shvus whatsoever. The only reason why Shvus to Shvus is Asur is because of Amira. Because of Amira. But Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. Let me chazer again. I'm giving you my pshat. Why is it that Shvus to Shvus Shalom b'malka mitzvah is aser because of Amira. Shvus b'malka mitzvah is aser. Why? Because it's why? Of course it's aser. That's it. Because of Chacham al Shvus. I need to remember b'malka mitzvah. Shvus the Shvus b'malka mitzvah is an ibayad law of shita as far as the Issa Shlichus is concerned. Have right to be mekel, and as far as the Amira is concerned, we're mekel because it's a mitzvah. You might tell you my pshat. That's my pshat. So it comes along the first paragraph in the book on Amir Nachi, page Aleph, paragraph 1. He quotes an anonymous Yeshe Pirshu. K'dei leser amir after Yisurei Shabbos Rabbanan, it's gewaldig with what I said. What does that mean? Without lulei, this reason of the Rambam, as far as the Yisur of what? Shlichus would be mekel, because in the Bayit law of Shita, Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadi. But it's usur for another reason. What's the other reason? What's the other reason, Rabbi Osai? Shalo te Shabbos kala b'nein v'yavo las v'yatzma. Now, I want to add just two more very brief points. Rabbi Osai, according to my cheshbon, something else should emerge. I mean, if you get you tell me the chiddush, what should emerge according to my cheshbon? What? Give me a kula which should emerge according to my cheshbon. Not just shus to smoke a mitzvah, but a different case where it should be mutter. Shus to shus in the case of what? Not just mitzvah and hefsed and Torah gadol and tzar cholik sas. Give me another case. Give me another case where it's always through amira. Come on, Rabbi, so wake up before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, should be mutter. You look at the Mishnah Lamelach. We'll get to it later. It's Perek Vav Sifteh Halacha Tes. He says Pshat the Beis says that it's mutter. I can't believe that Rabbi Yosef Kar would say it. He says to me, I can't believe it. I believe it. Should be mutter. Shvus to Shvus Meirav Shabbos. It's Chazar again. There's no Easter of Shlichus. Why? Second of the Kula. No Easter of Meirav. It's Friday. That's Taka should emerge. It's Adrab. So why is the Mishnah Lamelach hold that it's awesome? Against my logic. I wanted to suggest that the Mishnah Melech, maybe, if you want to stick to my logic and still defend the Mishnah Melech position, you explain, based on paragraph 1 in Sefer Avil Nachri, that it's also why? Why? K'dei shelo te Shabbos kala b'nein v'yavo lasas v'yatzma. Now, it's still a step, it's still a chiddush. Because the Arzarua, who says beferish this reason, says it does not apply on Friday. But that's a little wishy-washy. It's not buch that way. You could say it does apply, you could say it doesn't apply. It's not so clear. Finally, my last point for today is the third shot. Oh, the one paragraph. You might as well put the same. We're just thinking what the first paragraph in the Sefer. Another Yesh Shapirshu. Third and final. The Yesh Shapirshu, k'dei leser amir afi erev Shabbos, sh'oz adayin ein isur ba'olam. What does that mean? You may remember, the Russian and the Muke slugged up Rav Sadi Gaon's Raya. And they wanted to suggest, if he says it at a time when there was no Issur in the world, it's mutter. It's not the same as Chasima and Sirus, etc. Rav Sadi Gaon meant that you see from the Gemara Bava Metzia, it's not Issur V'Daber Dover, it must be Shlichus, and when it comes to Shlichus, it makes no difference. Friday or Shabbat, what's the difference? However, you could distinguish. Could theoretically distinguish. Namely, the Mishalech is over only when both his appointment and the action take place b'shas kov. I wouldn't have said it this far, but you could say it that way. That's exactly what the Russian and the Mughalism are saying in Shlugam Rapsadi Gon's Raya. So maybe the Rambam holds that's Taka Chula Halacha. That really is true. That should be no Issur Shlichus on Friday because you told him there was no Issur at all. So why is it Issur in fact? K'dei shelo te Shabbos kala b'nei v'o lasas b'yatzman. Well, like there was a Ruah, it's Issur even on Shabbos. I'm giving you a shot in this first voice. We spent quite a while, mamish, a short little paragraph. Look at this. Three reasons he gives why the Rambam gave this reason. Again, the Poshmas like the Rebbe, all three are not right. The Rebbe is right. You're a chassid, you don't need all this. Baba is a chassid. It's one and the same. But you still have two separate reasons. What's wrong with the reasons of Kolat Torah Shlichus? So, either it's different because the Mitzvah Shabbat the best man, or you say it's coming to Aser a Shvus to Shvus, which we explained, or it's coming to Aser Erev Shabbos, based on the Russian book Yosef and Masechta, Baba Mitzi. Oh. I'll leave you with a question. All these stories but hints. Do you think that the Rambam would accept these kulas? The Machaba has some hints. Right? What do Rambam say about these kulas? I'll leave you with that question. Please also look at the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Ayin again. we'll be discussing that Gemara one more time. Is that a real proof that what? That that there is an Isser of Shlichus? And then we'll talk about that rush with the Korban Asanel, with the Mogan Avram and Shin Chaf Hei, Sivkot and Chaf Tesen and Lamed, with the Machor. That'll be tomorrow's Shemit. Continuing the Klolem of Amiru Lenochri Shvus. Yesterday, at the end of the Shir, we quoted the opening paragraph in a wonderful Sefer called, very, very appropriately, Amiru Lenochri, in which he works with an assumption that the Rambam, when he says the reason for the Issur of Amiru Lenochri in Perek Vav and Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, is that if one would be permitted to tell a goy to do Malacha on Shabbos, Chalila, the Jew would come to do the Malacha by himself. The Rambam says, Kadei Shalo Te Shabbos Kala Beneim, V'yavo Lassos Ba'atzma. He understands this reason as something totally separate and apart, altogether different than the idea of Shlichus found in other Yisurei Torah. This, as I said, is against the Alter Rebbe's interpretation, who understands that the reason is the Rambam's and the definition is Shlichus. Okay, that's the Rambam and the Rebbe, Reish Bam Gimel Aleph, puts the two mamas back in the sandwich, as was pointed out. So he gives three reasons, quoting different Yesh Mepharshim, to explain why it is that in other Yisurei Torah, such as the Sachsim Shor B'disho, or the Yisur of Sirus, there's no need to get so dramatic. You may do it yourself. It's just Asa Kacha. Why does it need to get into this reason? So I believe it's three reasons. With number one, Shabbos is different because it's the Mitzvah Shabbat Gufo, the Beis Meir, and the Chasam Sofer, and the Baruch Tam, who are supported as saying the same result. Second is that for the reason of Shlichus, it would only apply if it would be a Din D'oraisa, not a Shavus to Shavus. I explained to you yesterday why. Perhaps we could suggest that the Baidlo of Shita and the Tzadi and Baba Metzia is this very question, whether there is Shlichus for other Yisurim or not. And this is unresolved with Machmin, the Raisin, the Mekel in the Rabbanan. When I say the Rabbanan, it means if the Jew would do it, it would be the Rabbanan. And therefore, he needs other reasons to ask the Shavus to Shavus. And number three, he did an Erev Shabbos. Did an Erev Shabbos, he's working with an assumption there wouldn't be Shlichus, there would be the Xera of Shemiyasa Batzma. Up to me, I would have said exactly the reverse on that Nikud. I would have said there is Shlichus. True that the Mugi Yosef and the Rosh Dingzach with the Raya, the Chor Mikra, then it should have been Shlichus. And I would have said, Fakert, Shemiyasa wouldn't apply, as the Arzurua said, but okay, he could. That's what he said. Three Tehwuds. Good. Three Tehwuds. Very, very beautiful. Three Tehwuds. Fine. So I was thinking, is the fourth Teretz? The fourth Teretz is as follows. What do you think about the idea of remez? So that was my thought question yesterday. The Rambam never mentioned anything about remez. Didn't say a word. All these kinds of games. So, you could say, the Rambam tell you everything. You should figure it out on your own. According to the Klam I gave you, should know the remez is mutter. But one could suggest that perhaps going to the Rambam, remez is usser. And that would fit in with this mahalach, that the Rambam learned that the isser is because you may do it yourself. If you may do it yourself, it's above and beyond shlichus. Who cares about the remez? Come on, who are you fooling over here? Who are you fooling? Everyone knows what's going on. So therefore, according to this understanding, that if your Rambam is an isser beyond shlichus, it might result to this conclusion that remez would be, in fact, prohibited. Fine. Now I'll go back to something I mentioned earlier. We assume an isser of shlichus for sure, that it certainly exists. Yes. You'll bring it to me, we'll look at it. The Gemara has a Masechta Ksuba Daf Ayin, l'chora, a clear linkage between Shlichus and Amiru Lenochri. Seems to be as clear as day. As a matter of fact, I asked you to see the Mishnah Berurah, who in fact is critical of the Elior Rabbah for this very reason. In Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Katan Ayin. Why is it usur? Because in Yoredei, and if it's Nedarim, it's usur. So what I don't understand is, I mentioned this before, Eli Rabbah B'Shem Shilta Girorim, Fakert. And the part of me says, Eli Rabbah says the other way around, it's Mutter. as the Shulchan Gilvam says, and he slugs it up. It's against the Gemara Ksubis. Mashved in the lake of Neder Bahadi Adadi. And your day is his Ashtu. What's going on? How can the Shulchan Gilvam be against the Mefurish of Gemara? That's the kasha. For the answer, I think one of the strongest answer is you have to look at the Gemara Ksubis a little bit more carefully. A little bit more carefully. Rabbi say, let's read it one more time. The Gemara in Ksubis has a kasha. How can you say kol hazon eino mafsid? It's Ksubis of Ayin and Beis. What do you mean? It's not called shlichus. Gemara was talking about get, muslim babor. Kol shemei yichtov get. Well, here it's different. Here it's, he's not saying yizon, he's saying kol hazon. He's talking, not only is he talking whoever hears should, third person, it's even beyond that. Anybody in the world who does it won't lose. Not even saying the person should do it. Whoever will do it, talking mamash. As a total stranger, whoever will do it won't lose. So it's too indirect. I think the Gemara, what do you mean someone direct? Kol ha-machaben ha-mafsid, it's us, the Rabbi Osai. It's us, the word not for Dleika. So what do you see? There's a special dispensation by Dleika, but other than that, it would be us, presumably, b'chol yisurei Torah. So it's us by Nadarim too. What's the more answer? Lo, lemute shari surim de Shabbos. What does that parrot mean? Here's a pshat. When the Gemara answers, this is how the Chassam Sofer is going to say, and the Beis Meir and the Baruch Tam, who deny Shlichus completely, but the Gemara is a first linkage of Shlichus. That's only in the Havamina. But in the Maskana, when the Gemara says, Lo, Limud Dishari Surim Dishabis, what does the Gemara mean? As follows. Sure, Kol HaMechabe Eino Mafsid would be Usher, except for Dleika by Yisuri Shabbos. You know why? The Daber Dover, that's why. The Daber Dover, that's why. And once we come on to the reason of the Daber Dover, the whole Svar of the Makshim of Shlichus is out the window. So sure, at the beginning of the sugya, the Makshin is working with an equation, as the Mishnah Berurah correctly notes in Sharatim, there's an equation between Shlichus, the Dorim and Shabbos. That's all true. And according to that, and at that stage in the Gemara, El Yerabin is the Gemara dead wrong. At that stage in the Gemara. But when the Gemara concludes that Shabbos is unique, we can say it's unique because of a Daber Dover. And then once that's true, we'll say, and you know what? That's the problem with Shabbos. There is no Shlichus issue. Not at all. Doesn't exist. There's no issue of Shlichus. We kept saying that there's so many Gemaras about Shlichus. There's no Gemara. This is the Gemara. But in its conclusion, the Gemara may be saying exactly the reverse. Exactly the reverse. This explains for us the Shulchan Gibborim, who says a Lashon Nochach is okay, despite the fact that it's Usher in the Dorim, Mishum Shlich. I have a problem. It's against the Mishnah. Why can't you, the Mishnah says you can't tell the guy, Kabei. Why not? V'daber Dovor Rabosai. We're saying it's Mutav and Malcolm Hefzit. Once you mention the word Nimtachabe, you're already talking about the Daber Dover. Shlichus, we're suggesting now, doesn't exist. So what's between Kabe on the one hand, which is Aser, and Nimtachabe lo Tafsid, which is Mutter? So you have to say one of two things. Either with respect to the Daber Dover, the Madragas. One is you tell him, put it out! That's a much worse for Daber Dover than these more indirect statement, which although it includes a verb, it's still indirect. If you put it out, you won't lose. It's not as bad as a Daber Dover. Or, if you go with the Rambam's reason, that's an independent reason, there's obviously a much greater chance you're going to tell them to do it yourself if you say, put it out, as opposed to if you tell them, oh, whoever puts it out won't lose. So one of those two reasons will have to be given for this distinction. Indeed, if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, and Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph in the Drush V'Chiddush, it's right there, it's in the Chiddush of Akiva that we have here in the Beis Medrash. He has an interesting, remarkable idea. He also notes it in this direction, against the Mishnah Berurah. Because the Gemara says it has contradictory diyukim. Give a look on the Gemara, about the Kuf Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph. Let's open the Gemara. Conflicting diyukim. The Gemara says, B'dleke Yitiru Lomakol HaMachabin HaMafsin. I bring your ayah. Okay, Kabe, you can't tell him. But call him a Kabe and a Masid. You can't tell him. That's the deal from the Rashi. Amos Seifo. Al Techabe lor minale. But call him a Kabe and a Masid. Nami lor minale. So therefore what? Let's chazer again. The Gemara first wants to say call him a Kabe and a Masid is mutter a raya that what? The only thing which you cannot tell him is kabei. But then the Gemara says the other way around. What's the sefer? Al techaber. Right? We're not permitted to tell him al techaber. How do we just go on? A second. Rashi explains. Al techaber hud lar minalei she'eino tzorach limchos biyodo. That's the only dispensation that the Mishnah has is that you're not required to tell him al techaber. When you gilu datan lo yafsim adaver, nami lo mystery. Di gilu datan shari, lo mele miste seba and torah limchos. Not only do you don't have to be, not only is it you don't have to speak up when he's putting out the fire. You can do more than that. You can say kol mechaber namafsim instead of conflicting the yukim. So b'kiveger in his drish v'chiddush. Says, wait a minute. The diuk of the reisha
cannot possibly be dafka.
What does it say over here? Kol ha-mechaber eino mafsid. Well, excuse me. Kabei is not allowed. So we try and make a diuk. Only kabei is not allowed. But what else? But kol ha-mechaber mafsid is allowed. If that's true, esker b'kivei. Yeah. If that's true, so if everything less than kabei is allowed, not only should kol ha-mechaber or mafsid be allowed, but also what? Im techaber lo tafsid should also be allowed. Should also be allowed. I repeat. If the Gemara is megadir, only thing which is asur is kabei. That's it. Only kabei is asur. So then, then if the al techaber and a mafsid would call a mechaber, if techaber lo tafsid would not be allowed, so of course the diuk of the ratio is lav dafka. So what's more suggesting a diuk of the ratio? It doesn't make any sense. It must be according to the tzad that the diuk of the ratio is dafka, and that's what we pask in the Lidina. It sounds like it's really dafka, and then not only is call a mechaber and a mafsid mutter, but im techaber lo tafsid should also be mutter. A couple of steps. You look at the Kivegi, you see right over here on Jewish Vechidish. No, it's on the Hakel against the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Now we start the main topic for today's Shia. We already read the Tosfos twice on Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph for both sides. Twice. We read it now a third time. There it says in that Kuf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, let's read the Mishnah. Nokush Hidlik Lesanek Mishtamish Lori Yisrael. From Mishri Yisrael, Osa. Mile Maya Mashkas Vemto Mashkach of Yisrael. From Mishri Yisrael, Osa. Tana Rabbanan the Gemara has Nochish Aliket Asavim Machal Achav Yisrael the Mishri Yisrael Osas. You have a number of different cases which the Gemara has. Zog Toysis Lo Domi, these cases of Mishri Yisrael is Osas. Why is it comparable to the Goyim put out the fire? You don't have to say anything. So here too, why are you required to avoid it? So it turns the following terrors. When do we say Nochad Adat Nafshika Ovid? When? Bikibu v'chayotzebo she'ein Yisrael nene b'masei anochri aval hoka she'guf Yisrael nene b'masei shal nochri lo aminin adat adenavshi kovid hol v'anochri miskaiva lahana oso. So what does that mean? What does that mean? We went through this already a couple of times. I'm giving you my shot. I don't know if it's correct or not. Look, do you mean to say, and I'm on Kuf Chafalap, he didn't have in mind to do it for the Jew? Of course he had in mind to do it for the Jew. All right, he wants to get paid on the side. Big deal. But it's primary intention to do it for the Jew, no question about it. How do we explain the heavy yesterday? Al pi halacha, it's a nochri adat and nafshi kovid. Reb Chaim, that's kach al pi din, nochri adat and nafshi kovid. And therefore, if you thought of an issue of layosabem of the mechilta, or you thought of it on your own, it's maybe a theoretical possibility, but lemaise it doesn't exist. So that's the use to answer the stipulus hera. So therefore, we're saying like this: b'mitzius. Of course he had in mind Yisrael. What do you think? al pi halacha, it's not viewed as if he had in mind the Yisrael. So how does it add up? What do we do with it? Here's the answer. As far as whether you are required to stop him, the answer is no. Why should you stop him? It's not considered al pi din, as if he did it for you. You're not required to stop him. So what's with Yisrael now? Who learned Beitzer this year? Tosfos Beitzer says that the reason for the Yisrael Hanoah from Meleches Hanochri is very simple, very straightforward. If we'll allow you to have Hanoah, next thing you know what? You'll tell him yourself. Now, I'll ask you a question. What if the guy did it really for himself? The guy really did it for himself. He put a line up for himself to be the newspaper. May you have Hanoah? The answer is yes. See here too. I died at the Nafshkoven. Come. Man, who are you kidding? Here he really did it for you. It's al pi din, it's called out as a nafshkoven. But get real, he did it for you. And the gzeira, shema yom b'olayat, you may tell him directly. That's a get real consideration. If he did it for you, you'll tell him next time. You'll tell him directly. So therefore, that's what Tosfos means over here. Al pi din, it's called out as a nafshkoven, and therefore you don't have to stop him. If he did it, he put out the fire. That's a negative. Put out the fire. No positive. No, you put out the fire. The house still stands as it was before. So therefore, you don't have to stop. But if he's going to put a light on for you, a candle for you, and you'll be able to read by that light, which otherwise is pitch black, what do you mean? Next thing you'll tell him yourself. So what do you mean? What am I talking about? He did it for himself to get his $5. Come on, you know he's doing it for you. The dollars are on the side. That's why I say pshat in this Torah school for Bezim now. Now we're on both sides. Got to turn to the Rosh and the Mordechai. That's a big, big, big question, what they're driving at. What the Rosh means, what the Mordechai means, very, very important. It's a subject of a major dispute. This is the Maharam HaKohen that I added, that I hope you've seen by now. So let's turn to the Rosh first, Perek Tazayin Siman Yud Beis. Here we go. It's page Kuf Ayin Vav. He quotes the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Nochri shalikat asavim b'shabbos machal akav Yisroel v'mishri Yisroel osu avon ma nochri melakat umachal behemes Yisroel ein Yisroel zokik lomar al talake the nochri adada de nafshik ovid k'damina gabi nochri shabol achabos ulefisho d'shori avon marim Yisroel v'kach v'rogal asas d'vorah b'aroma de nochri osu b'avon mitzir daf tzadi. Okay, Adkan the Rosh. Gevaldik. Terrific. I understand the Rosh to be saying the same thing as Tosfos, basically. Saying exactly the same thing as Tosfos. What conveys this idea to me? The Mordechai quotes this line of the Rosh and quotes Tosfos as well. Keep one hand here. Don't keep one hand here in the Rosh or put a bookmark and we'll see the Mordechai now. Tav Vov. Page 152. He starts off Tavav. It's the top of the first column, or about the 10th line. Imliket nochri asavim b'shabas u'machal b'emes Yisrael ein tzorach lomalo al tachil k'damina b'dleika nochri shabol achabos ein tzorach lomalo al tachabe. Now I'm skipping a half a line. The Yafa got the Tanya Nera, I don't see, but in Rav Yisrael Osir, Rav Bishlam Yisrael Osir. Hossam Shiny, Lefisha Gufo, Nanam and Aisir, Abel and Behemto Shari. I understood what the Mordechai is saying. He's quoting the Rosh, he's quoting the Tarsus. He's saying exactly the same thing. Now what? If the guy did it on his own, so we can be mad to it, unless the Yisrael has Hano. So if the Yisrael has Hano, it's an Isir Hano. Yisrael Hanoah, you can't have the Hanoah, you have to be Moche, not to be Machshir yourself, an Yisrael Hanoah. That's how I understood the Rosh, based upon this reading of the Mordechai. Gevaldik is Gevaldik. Mamish Gevaldik. You with me? I repeat again. The Mordechai in the first line of Tavav quoted the Rosh, and the last line of Tavav quoted Tosfos. So I put the two together. Everybody with me so far, I'm all saying? Yes? Good. Now, there's only one problem. This caused such unbelievable problems. The middle line in the Mordechai, where little Chav Dalet is. Uvilvad shlo yarim lasos bishvil Yisrael, v'omer lasos la'atzmo. What does that mean? What does that mean? As I said before, get real. We know why he's doing it. So what do you mean? What does this mean? What's it all about? So I prefer the pshat of the Big Day Yesha, Chav Dalet. Yeah, that's the best pshat. Ubavad shalo yarim, pirish, she'oz osali Yisroel lahachla behem to achrov, horil v'naseks, avol, im anochri loket asovim b'shul Yisroel, umachel behem to shal Yisroel, ef shedemutter, dumi denochri amachabet leka shal Yisroel, shen onam mechuyav al nimchos biyodo. What does that mean? The guy put out the fire in my house. I need not say a word. He did what he did, what he did. He took the fire extinguisher, put out the fire, and I am in Shalom Yisrael. I'm not involved. I'm not involved. However, if I take a step based upon what the guy did, it's clear that I'm involved. And although, Rabosai, how I'm understanding it. Although my body did not get any pleasure from what the guy did, but since I picked up those asavim and gave them my own hand to my behema, that's also a violation of Isra Hanoh. That's how I understand it. That's a big deyeshen. Not just me, big deyeshen. Let's read it together again. Liked nachli asavim b'shabbos u'machal v'em Yisrael. The guy himself. Ain't sorach loma lo al tachin kiramina bin lake of the Nachish Mother Chabas, ain't the Machabe, because the guy did everything he did. The Jew is completely passive. Uvavach lo yarem las vishu yisro, vi om alas the asavim. What does it mean? It means that the guy is the malacha the asavim, and the yid is going to take those technels asavim and giving it to the behema, and they wink wink. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. And this is a tantamount. What the Mordechai says in the next line, that if the Yisrael, Gufa Yisrael, is Nana is worse. So here, so the Behemto Shari is only the Behemto Shari if the Behemto is Nana Me'elov, because the guy gave him the Asavim, or the Yistam, the Yidri, he ate the Asavim himself, once him a Malukas Menakarka. That's the big Yeshua's shot. Okay. Gevald? This being the case for Bosai, the Mordechai and the Rush are on the same team. They're on the same team. Yes, Mother. That's what I think. Mishun Isser Hanoh. That's what I understand. The Tehillah LeDavid and Simon Shin Chaf Hei Sifkot Lamed Hei seems to say this chat as well. Gevaldik. Now I'll ask you one question. Here's a little tricky. Remember the expression? What does the word yarim mean in the Mordechai's context? What does the word yarim mean? That in this particular instance, this one time of this happening all in general at once. Once! Once! Once too many. Once too many. If the guy is malakat the asavim, and the yid picks up those asavim and gives them to the behema, that's once too many, that's an aveir, it's a violation of Yisrano. That's what lo yarim means in the context of the Helig of Mordechai. The Rush took the same word Yarim and meant something totally different, Rabosai. Let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Rush. Look carefully, please. I'm back in the Rush, Pishkus Vayimbo. Avolim Marim Yisrobeka, Virogi Lasos Dvara Varomo, Ayadei Nochri, is Asur. That's what the Rush means. The two, he's repeating himself. Avlamarim Yisrael Bekaf Virog Yolast Thor Baroma Denachri. That's the Gemara Matir of Sariyam and Beis by the Sirus. That's not allowed. So the word Haroma in the Rosh and the word Haroma in the Mordechai are unrelated to each other. Haroma in the Rosh is something which is intrinsically permissible, but it's repeated numerous times. It's tantamount to Shlichus. Even though not a word was exchanged between the two parties, but the word Marim in the Mordechai is a different story. It happened only one time. But what happened that one time? What happened the one time? The guy was malakat asavim, and the Yisrael picked up the asavim and gave it to the behema. That's how I understood. That's my understanding. However, I have to concede that the Magen Avraham seems to be completely against everything I said. So then the Magen Avraham is in Siman Shin Chav Hei. We read the Mechaber. Those who have a Mishnah Berurah, open up the Mechaber. It's very important to see the Mishnah Berurah. He makes reference to this Magen Avraham. Shin Chav Hei Sif Yud Gimel. In Mishnah Berurah is on page Kuf Samach. The Mechaber says in Likate Ein Yehudi Vehechel Lebemes Yisrael Ein Tzorach Limchos Biyad Lefisha Aval Imrogel Bekach Tzorach Limchos May Riddick. According to what I said, Pshat, everyone agrees to that. The Rosh holds that way, the Mordechai holds, everyone knows that way. Everyone. If the Goy himself is giving his Hechel the Goy, the Bemes Yisrael, so I don't have to stop it, but if he does it many times, you have to stop it. Beautiful. Chabas Gavaldik. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and his mamish makes machloikis here. Unbelievable what he did over here. He made a machloikis. Woo! Wow. Let's take a look. Shin, Chav, Hey, and Magen Avraham. Those have a Magen Avraham. Let's see. Is the Berhetim quoted? Let's see. No. The only small reference here you can find is in the Shara Tzion. Ayin Gimel, where he makes reference to the Magen Avraham. But I'm going to read it. I'll read it to you. It's not so long. The two Magen Avrahams, they're very short. Okay? In Sifkot Chav Tes, he says, quote, V'yafagav d'ner ha-dolek imrov Yisrael osu afal pishlamay shalo omar osu b'shul Yisrael osu m'shayni k'shul gufo nenem an isur avu b'hem t'shari. Okay, we've seen that. Who said that, Rabbi? Who's the author of this statement? Who? Ah? Who said it? We know. Who has this kasha? Tosis kasha. Tosis Teretz. The more like autumn to say for a truma and the Mordechai. But the same thing. The same as Tosis. Good, fine. Lamed. He quotes the Rosh. Now look what he does with this Rosh. You look in the Rosh, and I'll read the Rosh, and then we'll see. You look inside in the Rosh. Does you know the Magen Avraham? Those who have, look. Those who don't, look in the Rosh itself. I'm giving you a verbatim quote. Listen carefully. Zelish on the Rosh. Avo imarim Yisrael bekach. Virogil lasos dvara baharoma ayade akum osur kidarminen perikapolin. End quote. All right, so far so good. But now, Rabosai, the next two lines. This is what he says. Now I'm bringing Magen Avraham. Mashmaim Eina Yisrael Marim Afal Pisha Akum Marim Shari. What? What's that? What happened here in the Magen Avraham? He took the words. Avol Imarim Yisroel Bekach, and how do you understand it? Not just that the Yisroel winked at it for the last 20 years going on, but what? The Yisroel did something. That's a very reasonable read. That's what the word Yara means in the Mordechai according to the Big Day Yesha. But the Magen Avraham understood the same means the same thing in the context of the Rosh. I repeat again, Mashmem Enius Hayisrael Marim, Aval Pisha Akum Marim, Shari. No matter how many times it's done, the Pashas. Sounds like. But then the Mordechai says, quote, Uvavach lo Yaram Last Vishal Yisrael, Velo Mashos Latzmo. How do you understand that? Iadina Shaosin Bishvil Yisrael Sarach Limchos Biyado Faker from Big Dayesha. Because he took the word Yarem Yisrael to mean Yisrael did something, and Marim Bishvil Yisrael to mean Yisrael did nothing. Whereas our interpretation was exactly the reverse. Marim Yisrael doesn't mean Yisrael did something, it meant it's going on 50 times. With the knowledge of the Yisrael. Even the Yisrael never lifted a finger. Whereas, Marim Bishvil Yisrael
We like to pick the Yashas Pshat. That means Yisrael actually did something afterwards. What did he do? He picked up the Asav and gave it to the Behema. So comes the Mordechai and says, Masha Dim Yadina and Sha'osa B'Shul Yisrael Tzorach Limchas B'Yodo V'chein Masha B'Yiloshin HaShulchan Aruch V'tamo Kevin Shai Yisrael Nen and Mizu HaMalacha. So most don't have the Mangan Avraham. So look at the Shari Tzion, who is absolutely stupefied by this statement. Open up, you have it as a Mishnah Berurah, the last line of the page, the Shari Tzion. So he says in the Mishnah Berurah, Avalim Rogil, to Rakaroma Bialma, the Yos, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Nogam Hashem Arosh. Chemashkan Me'arash, Bechidushov. If you do it many times, it's a problem. But if you do it, Umashak Kosa, the Me'ash Shulchan Aruch, Mukha Kamodachai, Ein Yodea Minole, the Adarabba. Hello, Aloshin Azeh, the Loshin of the Mechaber, Kosa Gamkein Betur, who the kids of Piske Arosh, Umuchak Lehepech. What does that mean? How does Shari Tzion understand the Mangan Avraham? What's his kasha? It's tricky. We try to be Marba Shalom Olam. The Rosh and the Mordechai saying exactly the same thing. The Mangan Avraham clearly got to the Machlokas. Assuming there is a Machlokas, which side of the Mechaber come down on? So I thought, like the Shari Tzion, if there is a Machlokas, the Mechaber is exactly the same as the Rosh. B'diyuk. Read the Mechaber again. Im liket ein Yehudi v'hechal l'bemes Yisrael, ein sarach limchos b'yado l'fisha, avlim rogol b'kach sarach limchos. The problem is, that the Magen Avraham sounds like he's saying, that im ein Yisrael marim, afal pisha akum marim, it's shari. If that's the case, we understand very well why the Mogan Avraham said that the Mechaber is not like the Rosh. The Mogan Avraham seems to say that if the Yisrael is passive, it can happen 50 times and it's still mutter. So you read the Rosh. Does the Mechaber read that way? No way. Read again. If liket ein Yehudi ve'echol l'bemes Yisrael ein tzor l'mchos b'yodo, l'fisho, avlim rogel b'kach tzor l'mchos, 100%. The Mogan Avraham seemed not to have understood the Rosh that way, because he took the word Marim Yisrael to mean that Yisrael did something. So he was forced to say that the Mechaber is like the Mordechai against the Rosh. Nope. So what is the counter of the Shari Tzion? To understand his counter, let's take a look where he told us to look. Open. Look at the Kitzur Piskei Rosh. Give a look. Just open up to the back. Turn a few pages. You're on page Kuf, Ayin Vav. Just turn a few pages to page Kuf Pei Hei. Turn the 9 pages. Look at, it's written by the Tur. Anything that's in the Tur proper. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Liket Asavim Libehemto. Everyone see the place? It's the Siman Yud Beis. Everyone see Kitzur Piskei Rosh? Come on, Rabbi, so let's look together. The line has the word Liket Asavim. Liket Asavim Lebehemto. Lebehemto starts the line. Machal Achav Yisrael. Okay. Vibishu Yisrael. Awesome. Fine. Put that aside. Now. Vim Liket Vehechel Lebehemto Shal Yisrael. The God did everything. Ein Tzarech Limchos Biodo Lefisha. Avlim Rogel B'kach Osir. Mufurish against the Mogan Avraham. Then Rogel B'kach Osir is even in a case of what? Where the Yisrael is absolutely passive. So when the Rosh said those words, Avlim Marim Yisrael, which the Mogan Avraham understood to mean Yisrael did something, it's fallacious. He misunderstood the Rosh. Because look at the Kitzur Piskei Rosh. I repeat again. Even though the Yisrael did nothing, that's Emes Lamito. The Torah knew what his father meant. It's the Mogan Avraham made a whole Torah out of the word Avlamarim Yisrael Bekach, implying that only the Yisrael did something. Not true. That's on the one hand, as far as the shot within the rush is concerned. I'll ask you a question against the Magen Avraham's shot. I'll ask you a question against him. Only if the Yisrael does something. And what did he do in the case of the Gemara? From a Metziah Tzadi Amid Beis? What did he do there? Well, the only thing he did is after the guy quote unquote stole it and returned it, he used it. And it was better for Charisha. Yeah? That's what he did. So that's your question. So if the guy would take it and feed it and give it back to the Yisrael, it's also good for Charisha. It was a hungry animal out now, it's a satiated animal. So the question becomes, why did they make a distinction between if the guy fed him or the yid fed him? If by giving it back to the yid a better, right, better than ever behema, it's a mother shabbat. Is that considered a ma'aseh yisrael of a hanor yisrael or not? If it is not, the Gemara in Bava Metziah makes no sense. If it is, the distinction there makes no sense. The Gemara on the knee is that it's shver, even internally it's shver. And it's also certainly shver if shot in the rush based upon the Torah and the kitzah piskei rush. Shver. As far as the rush is concerned. What about if it's in the Mordechai is concerned? Helen, but not Hano. But a positive Hano, even if a Hano of my behema is prohibited. That's how the Magen Avraham seems to have understood. There's another Magen Avraham in Simon Shin Lamed Daled. Shin Lamed Daled, that's the Sinai about Leika. We do that Magen Avraham quickly.
And even though you know he wants, this quotes Rashi, Abul Basimin, Reish Hanavah, Madlokas Haner, Guf HaYisrael Nena Mimenu, Lo Aminin Adadad Nafshikovit, Whole Akum and Skabalan also. Who said so? Tosis, Stuff Kuf Kuf Base. Quote Tosis. Positive versus negative. Positive versus negative. And even though you know he wants, he quotes Rashi, I will be simen reisha and vod madlaka saner guf hayisrael nena mimenu lo aminu nadata de nafshi govin hol akum and skavon and also. Who said so? Tosis, stuff kuf kuf beis. Quote Tosis. Positive versus negative. Positive versus negative. Fine. Yeah. So when the moment Avraham said about the Mordechai, Kein mashma loshna shulchan aruch. Is that what he meant? Oh, that's one more time. Open the Mishnah Berurah. What did the Mechaber say in Shin Chafes if you'd give him? Again, if leak it any Yehudi Hechel Behemis Israel ain't Sarach Limchos Yadul Lefisha. He didn't say anything about it. Whether you know it, don't know it. So what does he mean? V'chein, what does that mean? What does that mean? It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that if the guy did it for Yisrael, that it's Aser. We know why he's doing it over here. Perhaps the pshat is as follows. So perhaps the Mordechai is understood by the Magen Avraham in that famous expression. We'll open one more time. Uvelvad shelo yarin. Remember what I was saying? See, the Magen Avraham is mixing the mamish, commingling his expression of yarin. He read the Rosh somehow based a little bit upon how the Mordechai understood, and if perhaps he reads the Mordechai based upon the Rosh. I read it again. Uvelvad shel the Rosh of the Mordechai. Uvelvad shel yarim lasas b'shul Yisrael the Omer lasos la'atzmo. So the big day Yeshua said it means he did it once, but the Yisrael did it with his own hands. The Mogen Avraham says no. Uvelvad shel yarim lasas b'shul Yisrael the Omer lasos la'atzmo. But only if it's done many times, then it's awesome. Ah, beautiful. If that's pshat, then the Mechaber is exactly like the Mordechai and exactly against the Rosh. That's exactly what the Mogen Avraham means. That's my understanding of the Mogen Avraham. I don't think the Mordechai necessarily meant that, but that's how the Mogen Avraham understood it. I repeat. Means not like the Yeshua, the Yisrael did something. Yisrael did nothing. The guy did everything. He did it many times. Bishvil Yisrael. And then it's fact also. That's exactly what the Mechaber said. That's the Rosh meant too. And the Mordechai probably didn't mean that. But the Mogen Avraham learned both the Rosh and the Mordechai back. That's the way we learned it. So we understand very well why the Sharatzin is dumbfounded. Says that the Mogen Avraham says that the Mechaber is like the Mordechai. It can't be, on the contrary. He holds like the Rosh. So the real truth, I believe, that both are emes. The Mechaber is like the Rosh, and the Mogen Avraham understood the Mordechai the same way as we understand the Rosh. Bidiyuk. Exactly. But the Mordechai understood the Rosh differently than we understand the Rosh, and the Mordechai understood the Mordechai differently than we understand the Mordechai. We don't know what the big day Yesha. So that's the base of this whole kasha. So what I'm saying there, Rabosa, is no machlokas ledino. Everyone agrees, Rabosa. There's no machlokas. No machlokas ledino. The Shah Tzion's kasha, not such a big kasha. There's no steer in Mogen Avraham either. What might steer him? Because the Amir in the Nochri book, page Kuf, Ayin, Aleph, his steer is in Mogen Avraham's. Because the Mogen Avraham said in his Reish Nun Beis test and the Reish Ayin Vav Yudalid that by Ner Shel Nochri ain't Tzarech Limchos. That's the famous Mogen Avraham who's partial to the Araim. Right, depends who it belongs to. So he asks Akasha, what's going on? Here the Asavim belong to the Nochri. The answer is, Rebbe say no. Apshat is correct. The Mogen Avraham understood the Chiyuv Macha and the Mordechai only if it's done on a regular basis. That's pshat. And when the Mogen Avraham said we don't follow the Rosh, only according to the misunderstanding of the Rosh, then only if the Yisrael picks up the Asavim is it a problem. So the Ma'aseh says no machlokas between the two of them really. There's no machlokas ledina. There's no steer in the Magen Avraham. And the Sharat Shishkash is all answered. Only thing that's a little bit difficult for us is the Magen Avraham seem to have had a different understanding of both the Rosh and the Mordechai, which is the Chor rejected la halacha. But again, but ledina, even there's no machlokas at all, because the Magen Avraham passed like the Mordechai. It's exactly the same as our version of the Rosh. Kitzur. And the Mordechai himself is not even a version of the Rosh, what we said. But the machlokas. Now, I'm telling you, Marav B'Shalom as much as possible. Fine. Now this carbon is silent. Now the carbon is silent. Now we can look inside. Oh, wow. Now the carbon is silent. Heaven, please look inside. The nochri adat of the nafshi carbon. The nochri anos atzmo miskaven shadeh shlech kipirish rashi. Mashenkin b'ner o sheshov mayim b'shul Yisrael. Eino magil the nochri anom is there. Kmo b'yasavim. Okay, Kvias Hadleka. What? How do you learn Pshat? Unbelievable Pshat. He says Pshat, if the guy gets paid, it's always mutter, and if he doesn't get paid, it's always us. And he says, as long as the guy is being paid, review what he's doing it for himself. If he's not being paid, he's doing it for the Jew. So the case in the Gemara where it's usher, he's not being paid, and the case where it's mutter is being paid. Well, if he's there, Yesh Ktsas Heta Lahamon, Shem Shamon Lenachrim Star Shimish Peshabis, Im Kelanos Atzmo Oser, Umutal Yisrael, Anas Mimenu. Pillay Ploim. So the Ferish Ramoff Akert. Open up the Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. Mefurish against the Ramah. As explicit as you can be. Reish Ayin Vav Ramah Aleph. Says the Helige Ramah, says the Mechaber, Ein Yehudi Shehidlik as a Nebish for Yisrael, also the Kol, Afil Mishla Hudlak Beshvila. Okay, that's the Gemal Kufkov Beit. Zok the Ramah. V'ein chilek b'zeh, ben kotev lo skar. Stop. It's already over. Korban Tal is already history. It's against the Ramah. Unless the Ramah is against the Rosh. Nah, bad chance. Ramah goes with the consensus point of view. That's not believable. Who asks this kasha? The Bir Halacha. Look at Bir Halacha. The Ramah was a few words later. O shalok, kotev lo shasov, b'kablonus, doesn't matter. Zokt the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha. I am the Kuf Nun, the Korban Asal, the Master of the Kablonis, after the brackets. Sherotza the Chape Skus, Ala Noshim Shinoagin Lahati, the line was with Lahati. Starts Lahati. Lahati, that's why they Ktisa. Ubem is Eino. See, he gives an aside. The Bebeis Yisro, Balavachilo Mahani Ktisa. Because of the Chashash of Skirio. Okay. For Gamrayos, the Medivia Rosh, Eino Raya Klau. The Rosh Loka Omar. Rakdim ha'ein Yehudi hechol me'atzmo lebehemes Yisrael ein tzorach ha'Yisrael limchos biyodo b'shem de'ein ha'Yisrael osa shum pu'ula b'zeh. Correct. Aval lo she'im muta ha'Yisrael be'atzmo le'onos b'maisi ha'goy she'osa b'shvilo v'kiven la'hashna pu'losa b'shabes. Can't be. So that the chiddush is that if the Yisrael takes the grain and gives it to the behemoth, it's also hanah, because he finished it on his own. He did something. But if he did nothing. That's all the Rosh meant. But the eye should be able to read my sefer by the light. Well, I'll be by the sefer. To read a newspaper by the light that the guy lit, because I gave him a few dollars. Chas v'shalom. Chas, no one ever said such a thing. It's wild. And he proves it. Because here the Mechaber Amor quote this din, and in Shin Chafei they quote the Rosh, Blishim Cholek. You'll have to say that the Korban Asal is simply incorrect. Incorrect. If you look at the Teal of the Dove day, he goes to town. Oh, he's much less. He's very unhappy with the Korban Asal. Very unhappy. Very unhappy. He says, he doesn't understand me, Neu Bey. What did Korban Asano say? The Korban Asano said, what did he say? He said, Nei Rosh Hashov, Eino Magil El Anochi Ano B'Zeh Kamo Ba'Asovim, O Kfiyat Blake. So Asovim, the guy's getting paid. Yes, the Kashim in Eubay. So if the guy got paid, and it's called out to the Nafshe completely, so then why can't the straw take it? Give it to the animal's mouth? Minehu Bay. Cause of the Korban Asano. If the Korban Asano takes it literally, if I pay the guy, it's as if he did it for his own purpose. So if he did it for his own purpose, I could take the Asavim and give it to my animals. That's the Reish and the Rosh. So it starts. Nochi Shalikat Asavim B'Shabbos Machal Achav Yisrael. He did it for himself. So if you're going to say, if I paid him, it's the same as if he did it for himself, so then why can't I take the stuff and give it to him in the hand? Mukta. Good question. So I'll kick it with my feet. I'll find a way out of the problem. Books. That's the kasha. Minei Ubei? Okay. Rabbi Yisrael. Okay. I want to make one he'orah. What we said yesterday, at the very end of the shiur, and then I want to introduce one more topic before we conclude for today. You may recall, we spoke about Shavuos to Shavuos on Friday. That according to my lumdus, Shavuos to Shavuos on Friday should be mutter. Why should it be mutter? Because Shlichus, we're makel by the Rabbonot, and Amira doesn't exist. So I saw in the Sefer Klolei Amira L'Nafri, not a beautiful Sefer here. Oh, this beautiful Sefer that exists. He proves that it's awesome. He proves that it's awesome. How does he know? Open up here to the Bir Halachas. We're ready in the Bir Halachas Simon Shin Zayin in Siv Gimel. Shin Zayin Gimel. That's his proof. What's his proof? Take a look. Shin Zion. Gimel. The Mechaber says, also lead to the goy most Miram Shabbos, Likos over Shabbos. You can't give the goy a dollar to go buy you something on Shabbos. Says the Bialocha. Ein free begotten, Shemistapik Lesser, Afilu, She'ein, Noshin Lamos. Says the Kol Amir L'Nachri, the Easter of Mekach U'Memkar is that the rice of the Rabbanon. Ah, the Rabbanon. Zach Mefurisha Prima Gadim, who says Amir L'Nachri under the Rabbanon on Friday is Asur. New Rabbi say, what do you say about this riot? What do you say about this riot? Does someone raise a hand? Yes. No, 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 talking about buying something. Leave out, no, leave out also. Don't, you're off the wrong track. What's the, give a much better terms. Rabbi said, what's the Yisrael Mekach U'Memka? Huh? There is from Yichtov, the Gemara has one place. Rabbi Kivega suggests, you can look it up, in the Avnei Nezer, he actually passes this way, Allah, we have it in Beis Medrash. The Avnei Nezer is in Simen Nun Aleph, towards the end. I mean, it's about this whole topic. That if, it's halacha l'maisin. If I do something on Friday, which leads to the consummation of a transaction on Shabbos, that's awesome. Even though I'm sleeping when the mekach takes place, I go to my stockbroker and say, well, it's a senyot. I say, if the stock hits 20, buy. And I go to sleep for my nap, and it's 20 and he buys. I'm in violation right then and there. Because the nature of the yisur is the halos mekach. Ooh, if that's the case, so they're up the raya. Why are you bringing a raya from here? You can't give a guy money to buy you something on Shabbos. A raya that's Shavuos to Shavuos. Not doing Shavuos to Shavuos. The fact that the purchase took effect even out my computer by itself without me doesn't make a difference. Still sir. So I thought this raya is not such a gavaldig raya. Okay, just wanted to point this out before I forget about it. Now Vayta. Rosh Simen Yud. Rosh Simen, we're still in the Rosh. Simen Yud. Simen Yud. On that Mishnah. You don't have to tell the guy to stop if he puts out the fire. V'yeroa, says the Rosh. On the fifth line of Simen Yud. Same page, go find it up. She yoko likros hanokri Uksiyavo anakri memela yechabe. Tahash the shorli name kolam chabin amafsid kriyoso mi boya. If I can go as far as them kolam chabin amafsid, I can certainly call him, and he'll know on his own to put out the fire. Nu, this is quoted al locha rabos in a couple of places. First, hilchos bleika. Open up. Simon shin lamed dalid sif chavov. When the Mechaber says, quotes Ardin, Yochel Loma b'fnei Eino Yehudi, page 356, Kol HaMechaber Eino Mafsid, Afim Eino Mezuman Kan, Yochel Lekros of Shiyovo, Afo Pisha Vada Yechaber, Shiyovo, quotes the Rosh, Gevaldik, has the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot 9 Aleph, Mishnah Brura says, this is mutter mishum hafsid, a special kula, a special leniency. This being the case, there are poskim who suggest the unbelievable chumrah. Here we have the Shabbos guy. Yeah, Shabbos guy puts off, but only works Rabbi Sai when he is in your house already. You say, it's light in here, it's dark in here. The minute you call on the guy from the street, you tell him it's light in here. So the calling from the street is itself an Isser. What means an Isser? Except a Malcolm Hefsid. Not a Hefsid when the light is on. It's a big deal. Light is on. Maybe it's a mitzvah gedolah to sleep. I don't know. But if it's not such a big tzorach, stop kacha. You get an impression that this kind of thing is only mutter. The same as kol ha-machai ben o-mafsid is only mutter but Malcolm Hefsid gedolah or Hefsid bowl or the Hefsid pisom, whatever the sheetahs are. So too, they make an equation. Yes, very nice. Calling the guy is the same as Kol Mechaber Mafsid. It's the same Lekula and Lechumra. It's the same Lekula, it's more than Malcolm Hefsid. And maybe only Hefsid Pisom. But the same Lechumra that is Usher, Shalom Malcolm Hefsid, Hefsid Pisom. That's a Chumra found in many Svarim, Rabosai. I found this in the number of Svarim. I want to tell you where to look. You can find it in the Art Scroll, the Sanctity of the Sabbath, maybe the Sanctity of Shabbos, by Rabbi Cohen. He has it in the very first shuv in the back. Moshe is quoted as holding this way. Wow. However, in Siman Aleph, he says something of Simcha Bunim Kohen, I think it's Emes Lamito. I found the same distinction in three places. He said it. The Klolei Amir Lenachi Peit Lamet Ches said it. And the same in Melochim Om Nayich by Agor of Yitzchak Zilberstein. So the same thing. Said the same thing. Page Kuf Yud Ches. Also the same. I think it's Emes Lamita. Rabosa. The only time it's usher is the way we just explained, as the Mechaber explained it, as the Rush explained it. Well, it was all from the Rush. What do you say? Ukshiyavo anachri memela yichabe. It's only usher in a case in which the minute you call the guy at the house, it's obvious what you want from him. It's obvious what you want. There's a fire burning. You want to put fire out. So then calling him in, it's like we said before in Mr. Brian Vov, he's using his hands. Like the Chayotim rather. He's using his hands. So I point to the switch. It's obvious I want to put the switch on. So I call you in. Come on in. Come on in, means put out the fire. So that's why it's only going to be us. It's only going to be mutter b'makom what hefsid, because it's an effect of a fairish tzivui to put out the fire. It's come out of a fairish tzivui. So a matter b'makom hefsid wasn't mamish kabei. So that's why it's permissible. And if the fairish is strong, kalkelas haShabbos on the chabe. He says, "Av sheyodeya kshesheyira eishich abeyu." That's the only case, Rabosai. But in the case where a guy walks in, Jones, I need you. Come on in. He walks in. He's absolutely clueless what to do. He doesn't know. You want a light on? You want a light off? You want to open this? That? I haven't told you what I want. Maybe the light's under the refrigerator. I have to open that. He has no idea. So we're gonna ask him. You can ask him to calling him in. Why should I be answer?
He has no idea what you're talking about. So why should that be usher? So Rav Moshe's machmir, that I don't understand the chumrah. Rav Shlomo Zalman also quoted as being machmir, that you can't call a guy in from the street. Why not? As long as when you called him in from the street, he didn't know what you wanted, what's wrong? So I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted in two different ways, opposite ways. One way he's quoted the biggest machmir like Rav Moshe, and elsewhere he's quoted as being the biggest makel, that he sounds like he's makel, even in a case when the guy, in effect, knows what you want him to do. Again, Rabbi Cohen calls Rav Shlomo Zalman as the biggest makel, and then the Klolei Milanachu, he calls him as the biggest machmir. So I don't know where Rav Shlomo Zalman really held. I don't know. You take a look, Rabosai, in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Zayin, Sif Yutes. You get another taste of the same thing. What's Shin Zayin, Sif Yutes? Top line of page Kuf Dalet. You have stuck with a Hefzid case. Mutter likros eni Yehudi, afa pishe vada yodea, sheni Yehudi atzlam oven. Okay. So how can they be those who are Mekel Lagamre, even in a circumstance in which he knows what he's going to walk in, he'll see right away what he wants? How are they Mekelim? There are Mekelim. Rav Cohen quotes a whole series of Gedolim who are Mekel in that kind of a case. I'll give you my pshat. And this, I'll end the shiur with this pshat. I'll give you my pshat. You know, like this. If I tell a guy, and I go like this, I point to the switch. At the very moment I pointed the switch, that moment that I said something, it's obvious what I want. That's Shlichus Mamash. But if I call a guy and say, Jones, please come here. At the moment that I'm telling Jones to come here, Jones doesn't know what's going on. Emes, Emes. As soon as he walks in, see a file, put it out. That's the Machlokes. So there's some who say, I say, Jones, come here. Please come inside. And I know that he's going to come in a minute later, he's going to see the fire, he's going to put it out. That's mamash shlichus, a tzivui b'feresh. But the mekilim say, no. But tzivui has to be at the moment of the tzivui. I told him, Jones, come in. At that moment, Jones has no clue what I'm talking about. When he walks in and he figures it out on his own, that's not necessarily shlichus. One second. I call him a chabe, no mafsid, it's usher. Shalom v'makam hefsid. So why is what the shalom v'makam? So why is this what the Shlomo Malkin asked? The answer is obvious. Because called Mechaveh, no Masid, V'davah Dovah. He said the dirty word, Mechaveh. Here, said Jones, come in. So if those make Kilim all, it's not considered a Tzivi Mamish, will be Matar, even Shlomo Malkin Hefzid. That's a Machlokes HaPoskim. But in the case where even after he walks in, he still is clueless, then almost everybody is Mekel. Those who are Machmer, we're not Shaila. I don't know. So if you look at the recent books, there were three sheets. There were those who say, it's always Mutter, calling Jones, even if he, as soon as he walks in, he'll figure it out. I just explained that sheet there. They'll all say, it's always Usher to calling Jones, even if he walks in, he's clueless. Somehow, I don't know why they hold that way. Somehow, it's calling him in. Also, and the middle sheet, which I think maybe we should accept, is that if he walks in, he's clueless, then it's Mutter, because it's not called Tzivui. If he walks in, he figures it right away, which should be Machmel Nechatchila, because there were those who consider it to be a Tzivui, even though it's coming in stages. Yes. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Rabosai, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, I want to talk about the issue of a Daber Dover, because we've been assuming it's a Dover Pashit until now. However, there are those who deny the whole thing. I'd like you to see a couple of Tshuvahs of Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer has a Tshuvah in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Pei Hei, and Orach Chaim Siman Samach. We'll show you excerpts from it. It has to do with of Amira da Amira, which the Mishnah Berurah makes a brief reference to in the Mekorin Chavos Yon Avodas HaGashuni in Sipkot Chav Dalet. It's a little bit complicated. So in Mitzvah Shem, we'll be discussing this and other matters in tomorrow. And then we'll start maybe Shvus and Shvus. We're going to talk a little bit more about Medaber Dover. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Aleph. Let's start there. Shin Zayin, Sif Aleph. The Daber Dover Shaloye diburcha shal Shabbos ki diburcha shal Chol. Tidach osalama davar ploni es elamocha.
Alright. That's it in. The Pashas is the Gemara. But if it were not for the fact of Burgenin, you couldn't say, I'm going to go there tomorrow. So you see, if you're just talking to yourself, it is prohibited. Now, not everyone agrees that such an idle statement, which has no relevance, is in fact prohibited.
Look in Sif Ches, Yochel Loma Lachaveru Lekrach Ploni Ani Holech Lamocha.
Why?
Burgenin. It's a tzad heter. But, if there's no tzad heter, the davar shein bo tzad heter, las also ayom, also lom ala chaverosh, etc. Says the Bir Halacha, Sif Ches, Shibir Maskel, V'chein lo yom ha'ese, Ayin mogan Avroam, Sif Kotin Yud Aleph, wrote to the Tzadid Veloma, the Harbe Polskim Cholkim ala Rosh. This is the concept of the Rosh. And who are these Polskim? A Ramban, a Rashba. All these are supposedly arguing and saying what? He doesn't tell you what they say, he just gives you a hint. What they say is, this is ridiculous. This is idle chatter, Dram Shamavaka. It's only prohibited in a case in which you tell your friend, I'm going tomorrow to that city. And what do you have in mind? Hey, come along. Come along. That's when it's awesome. But Stam, you say, going to a different town and there's no Brugan in the court. Who cares? Who cares? This is the Machlokas Apostle. The Mogan Avraham called the Ramban and the Rashba, and a Magid Mishnah on his side. Who's Machmir? Tosis in the Rosh. Let's take a look, since he used the word Rosh. Let's start there. The Rosh is in Simen Vav. Last line is in page 364. The Rosh is quite clear. The davar she'ein lo hetel lasos hayom afilu ein ba l'sud rabbanon asur lomar es a davar zel mochar o loma lechaveru aseli. So you get an impression from the Rosh that they're two separate and distinct isurim. One to tell your friend do it, or to say, in effect, say, I'm going to do it, so you should come along with me. And one faket to say that he's going to do it. It's a two separate and distinct isurim. Who is a makil over here? The Ramban and the Rashba. The truth is that even within the Rashba, it's not completely clear. But on that Mogan Avraham, those who want to look it up, the Mogan Avraham is in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Shin Zayin. If cotton Yud Aleph, Upirish Ramban Barashba, both not Kufnun and Mabez, Shaol Malo Lashamani Holech Lamacha, Boimi, the law, my Gama Pshita, they're garnish, it's nothing. Who said so? He's quoting the Magad Mishnah, Perik Chav Dalin, Halacha Gimel. Mashma de Mama Dover Zeh, Sal Lamacha, Akila Bedova Shein Hetel, Asos Ayom, Shari. That's it, nothing, there's nothing doing anything. So writes the Magan Avraham. It's if caught on Yud Aleph. Alright? Come to Prima Gaudim, tries to reinterpret the Rashba. I don't want to go into the details of how he reinterprets the Rashba. The Rashba never meant it. I don't think the Prima Gaudim's chart is correct, because even if he's right on the Rashba, then the Ramban it doesn't work. I don't think. You can look on the Lashanis itself, and I think it's an honest to goodness Machlokas Rishon. Alright? The Machab is Mach. What can we do? The Machab is Machmir. Even Eser, without any friends, it's still prohibited. Okay. So it sounds like the Pashtus is talking about a real Yisur Gomer for Dabar Dabar. However, not everyone agrees. There's a Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. The Tshuvas Chasam Sofer says that in order to understand the Dabar Dabar properly, what it really, really means, you have to know the famous Ramban in Pashtus Emor. This is the Chasam Sofer's favorite Ramban. He talks about it all the time. That the Kavinisa Doraisa, if you open for business on Shabbos, even if you avoid all the Lamatas Malachas, you're still over the Doraisa, Shabbos and Shavuos, Din Doraisa. Says the Chasam Sofer, and with that background, we understand that the Daber Dover really means Mimso Cheftcha the Daber Dover. That's what it means. Mimso Cheftcha the Daber Dover. Anytime you're involved in business or hiring workers, that's going to really be your honest to goodness prime of a Doraisa, we call it different Kabbalah, from the Navi Yeshaya, of Vidabra Dabra. And therefore, he introduces this Yisod in the argument to see right now, but Amira da Amira. Take a look quickly in Mishnah Berurah here, Sif Katan. Chof Dalet, right on the same page. Vida, the third line on the page Kuf Beis. Vida, the Madakayim Lan Amira Le Ani Yehudi Shvus, who I feel the Mamal Ani Yehudi Shomal Yon Yehudi Ache Alas Lam Alach B'Shabbos. Hagoyin, Remainer of Gerushin Val Avodas Hagerushuni. Lachavis Yorasim and Ungimim Mitzayded Lahokel Bazeh. So it's a Machloikas Gedoli Apostle. And in Chav Zayin, Sharatim, Ein Raya, Lezeh, Mimasha Osu Loma Le'en Yehudi Lisko Lopolim, Ayin Shom Shemarach Bazeh. The Avodah Seger Shunah says, wait, it's a Beferish Adin, Beferish in the Gemara, the Mishnah came out, that you can't, Yisrael can't tell Goy A, the higher Goy B, on Shabbos, Doch Amir Ad Amir, Amir Ad Amir. As a chavasyon, that's pashut. That's a dibur b'inyan chafatzav. I told you to hire a worker. That's certainly not allowed. Pashut is also, even if you didn't say a word, even if you told him on Friday, it doesn't make a difference. However, the Chasam Sofer says, what do you do with the mentioning of a Lamatas Malachas? We've assumed until now that's an absolute violation of the Dabar Dabar. Says Chasam Sofer, not so fast. Miborleg loma lahadlik haner shadibur zeinenu osu min haTorah. Not min haTorah, not what we might call the Dibur Kabbalah or the Midrash Chalal Tishbos. Elemid derabbanon ishori ade amira lamira olog azwinan b'chiyai gavno. And there's no resolution. And the Chasam Sofer paskins, but there are bonnet that have to move the hakel. He wants to be makel in certain cases. Okay. But what case is he talking about? Says the Halakha Chasam Sofer. But Tzorach Lomar, Tashelo Yabba Ofen Shagoy Ha'achron, Eino Yodea Sha'ose Al Das Yisrael. Yim osa b'shabas al das Yisrael, osa lehonas b'menu, afilu b'lo amira. He says it's referring to a case where Yisrael told Goy A, and Goy A told Goy B, but Goy B didn't tell Goy A. No, get again. Yisrael told Goy A, and Goy A told Goy B, but Goy A didn't tell Goy B. Listen, do it for the Yisrael. So do it for me. He doesn't tell him it's for the Yisrael. Then that's Mimso Cheftucha. Like the Rebbe Kivega. I think it's in Siman Kuf Notes, Rebbe Kivega. Rebbe Kivega says if it's Chal by itself, any sale or any hiring that takes place on Shabbos is Chal on Shabbos, is also even if I'm sleeping, happens by itself.
That's what the Rashba asked, the Marami Wittenberg asked. But the Chassam Seifer's case, presumably in his Presburg example, he's hiring a guy, a contractor on Sunday. They had to rebuild the whole city. And he's hiring all the workers for working for him on Sunday. He's going to keep working. That would be mutter. Even if the work goes and works on Shabbos. That's what I thought of on my own. If you look at Amir Lenochi, page Yud Beis, you find the same distinction. Nu, bestarab. Says no, because he's only asking me to tell her no.